I agree. Sorry I doubled up, and thank you for that, Darren, also. My name is Randy, KF8BSC, up here in the Flint area. That would be the ultimate for me, is to make a contact with the ISS. I keep a look. I get notifications when they fly over Michigan, and I've probably seen it 200 times, and it's every time is like the first time. I just think that is so cool. The ultimate would be able to make a contact with them. That would be it.
KF8BLX, comment.
Go ahead, comment. This is KELAX. I have to run in the house for a minute, so I will stand off to the side. But go ahead, comment.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, as far as the ISS contacts, you don't have to really have any specialized equipment. I do it with just a vertical dual-band antenna. It helps if your radio has, you know, two-sided capabilities, to where you can listen on one half of it and transmit on the other half of it. But even if you don't have that, you can use, like I've done it before with two verticals, and I'm talking about magnet mounts that are just sitting on top of my garage. I've done it before with two verticals, just using a handheld to listen with, to hear when I could hear it, and then use my larger radio to transmit with when it comes time for that. It's just a matter of learning how to track it and learning how to do the offsets. But it can be done with just standard vertical antennas. I do it all the time. And right now, actually, I've got a Yaesu FT847 that has a satellite mode on it, so it does track on one side listening and then track for transmit on the other side. But like I said, I have done it with just two handhelds before. So just to let you know, it's really not that difficult. You just got to be persistent with it.